Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Have you ever heard the term mutual submission applied to the husband-wife relationship and to all other human relationships? Patricia Gundry's book, Heirs Together, Mutual Submission in Marriage, asserts that mutual submission was a principle given to guide relationships of all believers. Page 95. She argues that Ephesians 5:22 is not a command to wives to submit, but is a call to self-volitional submission of all believers. Page 95. Gundry thinks that Ephesians 5:21 and 1 Peter 5:5 teach mutual submission. I shall read both passages. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Ephesians 5:21. Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. 1 Peter 5:5. Do these passages actually teach mutual submission? The word submit in Ephesians 5:21 and the expression be subject to in 1 Peter 5:5 are translated from the same Greek word. The Greek hupotasso means to rank or to arrange or to array under. With that definition in mind, does it make sense to speak of mutual submission? You probably have been told from the pulpit and in Bible classes that every word must be studied in its context. For a brief time today, let us examine the context of Ephesians 5:21, which reads, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. My responsibility, dear friends, is not to support the politically correct position of the women's liberation movement, but to discover what the inspired writer is teaching. Paul's first example of what submitting one to another means is given in verse 22. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as unto the Lord. If Patricia Gundry were correct, why did not Paul say, and you husbands, submit yourselves to your wives? If Paul were teaching mutual submission, he could have made that idea so plain that no one could have missed it. But he never one time, not in Ephesians, or in Colossians, or in Titus, or elsewhere, instructs husbands to be in subjection to their wives. He had ample opportunity to do so, but he never does. He commands husbands to love their wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for it. Ephesians 5:25. But he never tells them to be in subjection to their wives. In the same context, Paul advised children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, and that you may live long on the earth. Ephesians 6:1-3. Do you see one hint in these verses that God intended for the parent-child relationship to be one of mutual submission? Would it make sense if Paul had supported such unreasonableness? Again, parents are to love and respect their children. They are to do the very best for them they possibly can. But following the feminist foolishness about mutual submission would result in confusion and chaos. Tragically, some parents have submitted to their children to everyone's disadvantage and dismay. Paul commanded wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. Ephesians 5:22-23. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.